This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It's a Thursday afternoon. Hartman Carter Cook with you on CCO. Plenty for you today. We're going to start with COVID. And take you through some serious and some nonsense until we are done at 3. Okay. Adam had an important note there that the ICU number is the lowest it's been. What was it, Adam, since mid-April?
April 24th, I believe. I'm double-checking that, but I rarely double-check things I put in the news, but just like to throw it out there.
Exactly.
You know me.
Toss it out. See if it flies.
Let it marinate.
If not, that's, it's on somebody else. Hey, no better. You do your research. So that's very good.
Yeah, April 26th. See, it was wrong. Wow, correction issued. So April 26th, there was 115 in the ICU on April 26th.
And we're at 116.
Today at 116, yep.
Okay, so that's very good news. Right now, to me, Governor Walz, in a lot of his decisions, looks pretty good. I still think that I personally will stand by some hypocrisy on where you can have people, where you can't, what was going on with small businesses compared to major outlets. But when you look at the wave of surges, not just in Florida, Texas, California, Arizona, but other areas, some not too far from us, he looks pretty good. You also have one of the two play stories in the Tribune. COVID-19 test results could see new delays. And it appears a lot of these delays are related to what's going on across the country. There are examples of people I know who get a test, they find out soon. There are others who get a test, they find out 6-7 days later. The president, of course, defending this again, can Melania proof for him, Carter? Can he get an editor on Twitter at all? Can Barron do this?
I think a lot of us
Mike
would like
Flynn?
Editors on Twitter. Like, where's, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Correct.
Yeah.
For the 100th time. As a fraction. What the hell is he talking about? The reason we show so many cases compared to the countries that haven't done as well as we have is that our testing is much bigger and better. We've tested 40 million people. If we do 20 million instead, cases would be half, not reported. I guess he was hung up on fractions there. So
I always got hung up on fractions, to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at fractions either. I thought it was okay in math, like in elementary school.
No, I never was.
And then as it moved to middle school and high school.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to math. I wanted to go back addition, subtraction, division.
I mean, I never have. Still, the word math strikes fear into my heart.
Dan,
any form of math.
Yeah. What else strikes fear in your heart? Let's text that. Give us the one word you hear and it strikes fear in your heart. I've got it for Dan Cook when my name comes up on caller ID on his phone.
Well, it's not really one word, but
yeah,
actually it is one word. I just can't tell you which word it is.
Jackass.
Yeah, you know.
You know who.
Tone deaf
clone.
I was going to say Australia because I keep sending you all these stories about snakes and sharks and all these, you know.
Big spiders.
Good heavens.
I love Australia. Sleep, that'd be the one word for me. Sleep, that's what does it for me. So let's just go over this again.
I'm going to text in mother-in-law. Thank you.
That's excellent. What other what word strikes fear in you? What's the word? Hyphenated works. You want to just combine a word a la PTI, go ahead. Here's the key point, everybody. More testing obviously leads more cases found. I'm reading from a story here. But the biggest alarming indicator, the percentage of tests coming back positive. Arizona, you know what the positive rate is right now? How frightening is this? 27% positive. I'm all for us testing more. We said it over and over on this show. You have to balance out. When Governor Walz partnered with the Mayo Clinic and U of M, that our numbers would go up. The question is, would positive tests go up? Arizona, it's 27. 19% in Florida. 17% in South Carolina. We had close to 1,000 die the other day, as we've said over and over on this show. Thankfully, the death count hasn't skyrocketed similar to these positive test numbers, but they still have moved up of late. Andy Slavitt on this show 2 days ago, right, Dan? Or was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days ago.
2 days ago, yeah.
If in March I told you that come July there would be a shortage of PPE, because that is an enormous story right now. We're back to that again. 8 to 10 day waits to get test results. 60,000 cases a day and nearly 1,000 deaths daily. Would you have thought we were succeeding or failing? Pretty simple. We go back to when all this started happening and when it really started grabbing people in March, and what should have been done in particular by February, just a wasted month by the federal government and by some state governments. But again, it's going to vanish. We get five. Move on. We don't need to do anything. If March 16th, 17th, when all this hit, and even a little bit before, and we told you 3 months later, still dealing with the shortage of PPE, 8 to 10 day waits to get test results, 60,000 cases a day, and 1,000 deaths a day, would this be succeeding or failing? I mean, it's failing. How is it anything but that? Adam, succeeding or failing?
I'm going to give it an F.
F minus. I'm giving it. Cook.
Yeah, clearly we're failing. Yeah. I mean, it's plain and simple. When there's, what, how many states now that are, where the numbers are going in the right direction? 2, 3, and they're all up in New England? No, that's not good enough. Not even close.
Another text here that I retweeted. At Chad Hartman Show, at AC830, at Dan Cook, WCCO. Reacting to the president's tweet, the U.S. is testing slightly more than similar places. It's a little bit more than the U.K. and Italy, and more sizable than Germany. But it's finding a proportionally greater share of cases than all three of those places, in enormous ways. 9,000 some cases plus per million U.S., 4,000 some cases in the UK, about 4,000 some cases in Italy, and 2,500 cases in Germany. Stop with the success. We've made progress in some areas. It appears we're making good progress on vaccines. Fabulous. Although Slavitt told us, other people told us, just get ready when the vaccine comes out. First of all, we have no idea if they'll have enough vials. We don't know who they're going to pick first. And again, just accept we're looking at a success rate of 40 to 50%. It's not MMR, you know, 97, 98%. It's flu, 40 to 50%. That's better than where we're at, depending what sort of side effects. But that's what we're looking at for vaccines, at least early. I want to hear you answer a couple questions again. What's the one word that strikes fear in your heart. Sun could be it's 12:08 on WCCO radio. All sorts of choices. And then that question, are we succeeding or failing with COVID-19? From early to mid-March, when it started really ratcheting up to where we are, succeeding or failing. Then we got a testing topic. We'll tie it to a member of the show in moments. 651-989-9226 on CCO. Back here with you, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook. We'll give you one Twins note, by the way.
Got a lot of another little breaking news note, too.
Oh, okay. Twins have not even played a game yet this year, but we have the schedule for next year. It's an early release of the schedule for next year.
Hope springs eternal.
Open up in Milwaukee at the Brew Crew, April 1st. Not a bad way to start, right?
No, that's cool.
They open up next year at home against your club, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, and the Seattle Supersonics, April 8th. So that's next year, open up in Milwaukee. Let's now see if they open up this year, and let's now see if they open up next year, too. What nugget do you have?
Well, it directly involves the show, in fact. Judge Cahill, who's presiding in the trials against the four former Minneapolis officers in the George Floyd death, momentarily, just minutes ago, issued a gag order in the case after he was made aware that two or more attorneys representing parties in the above-captioned cases granted interviews or talked to the media yesterday, expounding on the merits of the case. The court finds that continuing pretrial publicity in this case by the attorneys involved will increase the risk of tainting a potential jury pool. So a gag order issued.
Yeah, you're big into gag orders. I know that. Well, I would encourage people to go back and listen to our conversation with attorney Earl Gray, who represents Thomas Lane. Dan, it was clock management right on pace for me.
Or lack thereof, yes.
It was, what, 22 minutes or so?
22, yes, sir.
Somewhere in there.
Yes.
It's available to you a couple different ways. You can check it out because we linked to it on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. You could podcast it, WCCRadio.com/Chad. You also could get the radio.com app because you can rewind that for 24 hours. So you could do that. So no more. Why don't you call Earl back now and just see if he wants to talk again?
Why don't you call Earl back now and see if he wants to talk?
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. How about Judge Cahill, Carter? Can we get him to talk to us?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. All right. Ryan Winkler, Kurt Dowd. Two leaders in the House. A special session is happening next week. Ryan Winkler is at 12:35. Kurt Dowd is at 2:05. We have an excellent Supreme Court guest at 1:05, where the president lost, but he really won. And Dara is at 2:35. Okay. Words, or a single word, let me put it that way, that strikes fear in you automatically. In-laws, lesion, Carter. Oof. That doesn't sound.
Yeah, that's not good.
Infestation.
Oof, yeah.
Ugh. Cancer, Trump, wood tick, not good. I have not had a wood tick on my body in a while. I want to keep it that way. IRS, another one, mandatory. Mandatory. One of us just was tested for COVID, and that is Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam, how did it go?
So I was in contact, spent a reasonable amount of time with someone who found out that they had a family member, immediate family member, confirmed with COVID. So I had gone away for the weekend, was around a bunch of people in extended family members of Jennifer's. And I also on the horizon, I've got like four softball games coming up and I'm one of the coaches and we have certain situations and Siggy, who's on the team, was also with mm-hmm. me. Yeah. So I thought it would be in the best interest to go get tested to see if I was exposed, if I, and then we'd have to notify people that here's the situation. Ex-wife still works at Hennepin County, Hennepin Healthcare. She also was concerned after I explained the situation, and she said, you know, all you, if you go to Hennepin Healthcare, you can get tested. I was concerned because the person I was in contact with was explaining that after they got their test, which happened earlier in the week, they were looking at up to 9 days to get results. And I explained that to Heidi, my ex-wife, and she said, well, if you go to Hennepin, you'll get those in 24 hours because they test on site. So
that's what people need to do, too, because you are seeing over months more places pop up. But I hear those stories all the time. We even have a text here. My wife is a critical care nurse. 6 days to get her results back.
Yeah.
So Hennepin Healthcare, people need to seek it out.
So I guess it would have been Tuesday. I went in the early afternoon over to Hennepin Healthcare right down the street from here. Ended up going in. And at first, I went to the wrong place first. And the woman I talked to, I kind of explained my situation. And she's asked me, you know, do you have symptoms? I said, no, I don't. I'm just, and she said, well, I don't know if you're going to be able to get a test then. I said, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. So I went to the place where they're, you go in, they ask you a few questions, ask me if I, you know, with symptoms. And I said, no, explain the situation. She said, okay, well, we'll put you on the list. And it was about probably a half hour wait or so in this waiting area where there's other people waiting to get tested. Go in, then they brought me into a separate room. And then the doctor came in, a doctor who had asked me further questions, very specific about the exposure, the nature of the contact I had with that person. And she, too, was immediately, she says, well, that from what I'm hearing, it sounds fairly low risk from what we know about COVID, that you'd be fairly be low risk for getting it. And then I thought, oh, maybe she's just going to turn me away. And she said, no, but we'll go ahead with your test. So then it was another 15 minutes or so and came in and got the test. Not pleasant at all.
Which test was it?
It was the nasal swab, the deep nasal swab.
Scraping the brain?
Yeah, it was not pleasant. And I had prepared myself for it, thinking, okay, I know it's, but the length of it, I thought, okay, you just go back in there, get a quick one and pull it out.
Oh, no.
It wasn't quick.
No, they dig around.
Oh, yeah. It was like, okay,
how long?
Pull it out anytime. I'd probably 15 seconds, I'm guessing. Or at least 10.
I mean, it feels like a half hour.
Yeah, but 10 seconds is a long time. Left, and they give you the app, the MyChart app that they have at Hennepin, where you, and I checked that baby about probably 500 times in the next 24, because they said it'd be 24 hours. And I got my results back last night, and I looked from the test to when I got my results, it was 29 hours. So, and I'm COVID-free.
Excellent.
But that is,
did
again.
You name drop? I think he name dropped. Listen, I'm Adam Carter, newsman to America.
Right.
I need my results right away.
Yeah. So, and now that I've gotten the test and that breathes a sigh of relief that we don't need to, you know, make all these contacts and that my daughter can continue playing softball and I can continue coaching. And because I had a great strategy coming up for, they had their first games last night or Tuesday night, and we had to sit that one out.
Yeah. Did they win?
I don't know.
Oh, so
if it doesn't involve
he
me.
He wasn't there, so he doesn't care. It's irrelevant.
It's just a glorified scrimmage at that point. Who cares?
They're all glorified scrimmages now, sadly. But, no, so it was very – and it's frustrating that that's how it should be done. That
yes.
I mean, I didn't even get asked. I was on file from previous – time that I'd visited the clinic, so
was that the gonorrhea test?
Probably, but I didn't have to give an insurance card or anything. I just went and got tested and left, and an app told me that I'm COVID-free 29 hours later. And in this day and age, that's how it should happen. And I get frustrated when you see other people say, "Well, I'm not going to find out for nine days." It's like you're okay. The person who's directly with the family member is going to have to quarantine anyway, but they're not going to find out for 9 days. It's just, it's frustrating.
Well, it's incompetent. There's no way this far in this should be happening. No way.
No.
COVID results among the techs well under 24 hours through Health Partners. Another text that just said I drive up COVID-19 today. It took less than 2 minutes from pulling up. It really wasn't that bad with the swabs in the nostrils. So for places like that, when you're driving up the Walgreens and CVS of the world, they're not doing the nasal swabs, are they? Are they letting people on their own do that versus maybe a saliva test?
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't think so. Would you think so that they're going to let you on your own with that lengthy swab digging around that high for that long? No. There's no way we're good enough to do that.
No way. Here, let me do it to you. See if I'm good enough.
Just keep breathing. You'll be fine.
Pull it out with a chunk of your brain on the end of it.
Yeah. Well, you're not exactly motivating people to go get a test right now if they have the symptoms, but that's pretty much what everybody tells me who's had it. Majority Leader Ryan Winkler from the House is moments away. K&S is the topic right now. Where do I start? They have so many good deals right now. How about this one? I know it's, July 9th. You still better make sure your air conditioner had the annual tune-up, and it's not too late. K&S technicians, they'll come out, clean your AC, check the pressures and the operating condition, and give you a report. If you want total convenience with K&S, this great company, ksheating.com, you can sign up for the K&S Preventive Maintenance Plan for $189. That's it. They're going to tune up the AC in the spring and tune up the furnace in the fall. Best of all, they'll set it up convenient to you. They'll also come out for a free estimate. They also have great deals on air conditioners right now. It's a great company. I've used them for 7 years. They've lasted for 32 years. I really believe in them. If you want to call them, 952-697-4328.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.